Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
You may have wondered about the questions in the Bible. They are many. Or you may be one who has never thought about the questions that are in the Bible. Well, the Bible questions are very important. They are not something that should be not looked at. Let's put it like that. They are very important in the crucial matter of Bible content. I will deliver to you about 50 or 51 questions. Some I may comment on. Okay, so let's begin so I can get them all in. There are simple questions in the Bible, very basic questions, such as Acts 19, verse 15. It says, "Who are ye?" It's good to know who you're talking to. It's good to know who's talking to you. So that's a very basic question. And the question is asked of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, "Who are ye?" Of course, I have given my name. I have revealed myself. My name is Tommy L. Hart. The same question is asked in Ruth chapter 3, verse 9. "Who art thou?" And again, it is asked in Acts 9, verse 5, saying, "Who art thou, Lord?" Okay? And this Lord is written capital L, lowercase O-R-D. So it is a reference to the Lord God. The Lord God mentioned in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10, which says, "The Lord God will come." So let's just move on. "Who art thou, Lord?" Now, that question is addressed, is directed to the Lord God, obviously. And we now know who the Lord God is. He has come forward. He has revealed himself. He has given his name. And the Lord God is found to be, the AVB's Lord God is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. Mr. Hart has done all the works the AVB Bible, the AVB attributes to the AVB's Lord God. So this is very important. Remember the Isaiah 4 verse 10 states, so there is an expectancy. One is expected to come, according to the AV Bible, and that one, the AV Bible, calls Lord God. Sometimes it's just Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. Other times it's Lord God. Sometimes he's called no man, which is the AVB's secret name, R-D. Okay? So, in the AVB, one is expected to come. The AVB spells out very specific works which the Lord God will do when he comes. The man Tommy L. Hart has performed those works. Again, I say this is very important. These are things that are not taught in the black church. Note this crucial matter that is in the AVB. And AVB stands for Authorized Version Bible. It's commonly called King James Version. So when you hear me speak of the AVB or Authorized Version Bible, I am speaking of the King James Version or KJV or KJB, King James Bible. Okay? So one is expected to come. The one that is expected to come is the Lord God, and that Lord is written capital L, lowercase R-D. And that's very important to know, because you'll see especially throughout the Old Testament and just a few times in Paul's New Testament, you'll see Lord written using all capital letters. I call that Lord all caps, obviously, because that Lord is written using all capital letters. Lord all caps and the Lord God, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, are two different individuals. They are real individuals, and they are distinct. And the Bible distinguishes them in the way the letters are using the capital L with the lowercase O-R-D. So it's very important to know. And I don't need to keep saying that it's very important. All of this information that I give is very important. That's a given. The crucial matter of the Bible is very important. And you should know it. You, as black people, have a right to know it. You have a right to know the truth, because the black church does not teach truth. It does not teach the crucial matter of the Bible. And again, therefore, black people before my coming have had no understanding of the crucial matter that is in the AVB. Now is the time of understanding. Now is the time for understanding. Let's move on. So, very basic questions. Who are ye? Who art thou? Who art thou, Lord? Then it says in John 1, verse 8, where dwellest thou? It's easy for Lord all caps to find out where I live. Lord all caps would have that information at his disposal. He can get it at his will. And with electronics being the way they are now, it's very easy. Very easy. Okay. Now, in the Bible, where that question is asked, where dwellest thou? The answer says, come and see. Come and see where the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, dwells. And that is to the papacy, as in the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church, his administration. I say to them, come and see. Because remember, I've given this information, Lord all caps is a reference to the papacy. It is a reference in particular to the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church, who is the head of the papacy. Pope Francis holds that seat at this time. His predecessor, Pope Benedict XVI, stepped down. Okay? Now, moving on. So, who are you? Where do you live? Now, the question, Daniel chapter 4, verse 35. What doest thou? What do you do? Okay? Good question. All of these are good questions. All of these are basic questions so far. What doest thou? I analyze Bible content. I analyze Bible content, and I give answer to Lord All Caps. I give answer to the papacy. Understand this, the AVB comes down from the papacy. The AVB, or KJV, King James Version, comes down from the papacy. All that you see in the AVB / KJV belongs or has come down from the papacy. Matter of fact, Lord Allcaps says that in the AVB. He says to me, all that you see, let me put it like this. Lord Allcaps says to me, quote, all that you see is mine, end quote. All the content that I see in the AVB belongs to come down from Lord Allcaps. Lord All Caps in the AVB has written to me. Okay? And these are some of the things that he says in his writing to me. His writing is to the Lord God. Okay? In the Bible, the Lord God, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, he has written to him. Matter of fact, the salutation of the Bible or the salutation of the AVB is in Acts, and it says, to the unknown God. You know, when you write a letter, you know, you can say to so-and-so in your salutation. Well, Lord Allcaps, in his salutation to the letter, the information that he sent to me, he has said, to the unknown God. That's why he has asked, who are ye? Who art thou? Who art thou, Lord? He wants to know my name and other things about me, as in this question set in Daniel 4, verse 35. What doest thou? And I've given a response to that. John chapter 1, verse 38 says, to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, what seek ye? what seek ye? In Matthew 7, verse 7, this is just a little bit more information on the word seek. Matthew 7, verse 7 says, seek and ye shall find. Okay, he is telling me in his writings to me, seek and ye shall find. And he has also elsewhere, you know, told me to, in my seeking, use the AVB Bible. Okay? So I am to seek things that are in the AVB. I, being the Lord God, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, am to seek out things, to seek things that are hid in the AVB / KJV. Okay? what seek ye? Then he says, seek and ye shall find. And that has come true with me and in me. I have sought and I have found things such as the covenant between Lord, all caps, the papacy, and its people, or Lord, all caps, people, the Gentiles, alias white people. The covenant between Lord, all caps, and his people, the Gentiles, alias white people. I have found the things that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, to do when he comes. And I have done those things. The man, Tommy L. Hart, fills the bill for the AVB's Lord God. That means the man, Tommy L. Hart, has done the things that the AVB says the Lord God will do when he comes. And that is no small thing. That is huge. In that, the man, Tommy L. Hart, has done the things the AVB says the Lord God will do when he comes. That's huge. That's very, very big. The coming of the Lord God fulfilled in the man, Tommy L. Hart. And the black church has no knowledge of this information. What doest thou? Seek and ye shall find. So the man, Tommy L. Hart, is a seeker. Okay? Because that's what he's done. He has sought out things and found them. That's very important. That's key. Not only has he sought, but he has found, just as AVB promises, seek and ye shall find. I have sought and I have found. I have found the things intended for me to find. Tommy L. Hart, who the Bible calls the Lord God, has found the things in the AVB that are intended for him to find. That's why Lord All Caps is asking me, what do you do? He's asking me, what seek ye? He's saying to me, seek and ye shall find. And now in John chapter 20, verse 15, Lord All Caps says to me, whom seekest thou? Okay, now it's talking about a person. Lord God, who are you seeking? Not only what seek ye, but whom seekest thou? Jeremiah 29, verse 13, Lord All Caps says, ye shall seek me and find me. And I have done that. I have fulfilled that statement, which where Lord All Caps says, ye shall seek me and find me. I have done that. That statement is fulfilled in the man, Tommy L. Hart. The Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 statement is fulfilled in the man, Tommy L. Hart, which says, seek and ye shall find. I've sought, I have found. Okay? And I have found Lord All Caps. Now, in Isaiah 55, verse, and let me get the reference here. Isaiah 55, verse 6, Lord All Caps says to me, seek ye the Lord, all caps, while he may be found. Seek ye the Lord, all caps, while he may be found. I have done that. I've sought the Lord, all caps, and I have found him. I have found him whom I have sought. I have sought and I have found. And you can make notes of these things. When I say this statement has been fulfilled by the man, Tommy L. Hart, you can make notes of that. You know? Yes, such as the Matthew 7:7 statement, seek and ye shall find, the Jeremiah 29 verse 13 statement, ye shall seek me and find me, Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. I have fulfilled those statements. Bible content, the crucial matter of Bible content is being fulfilled in this day and this time. And it's being fulfilled by the man, Tommy L. Hart. Now there are other things that are to be fulfilled by, say, the Lord Allcaps, who is the head of the papacy, the Pope. There are things that are to be fulfilled by him, the Pope. There are things that are to be fulfilled by the Gentiles. Okay? So the man, Tommy L. Hart, is not the only one who has the duty of fulfilling statements in the AVB, predictions. Okay? The man, Tommy L. Hart, has certainly done his part. Okay? In fulfilling the predictions regarding the Lord God, the AVB's Lord God, that Lord written capital L, lowercase O-R-D. Look in Acts 10, verse 21. Lord Allcap says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, behold, I am he whom ye seek. I am he. He says to me, I am he whom you seek. But the question was, who is Lord Allcaps? Okay? To that, I believe. In 1 Samuel 18, verse 18, Lord Allcaps says, who am I? I was just speaking about that. He asked me, who am I? Okay? Not me, but him. Let me say it this way. Lord Allcaps asked me in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 18, quote, I have found out who Lord Allcaps is. Okay? 2 Samuel, you can put beside that question, who am I, coming from Lord Allcaps, you can ask the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has answered that question. I've already answered it. I've told you since I've been talking now at this time that Lord Allcaps is a reference to the head of the papacy, the Pope. Lord Allcaps is a papal title. Lord Allcaps in the AVB is a papal title having to do with the papacy, okay? Having to do with the Pope, okay? Lord Allcaps says in Isaiah 42, verse 8, I believe, he says, quote, I am the Lord, Allcaps. Then he says, that is my name. Lord Allcaps is a name. It is an appellation belonging to the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. It is Lord Allcaps is a pay title. I found that out. Okay, moving on. So Lord Allcaps has asked me, quote, who am I, end quote. He has asked in 2 Samuel 7, verse 18. Look here, he says, quote, who am I, O Lord God? O Lord God. Remember in Acts 9, verse 5, he said to me, who art thou, Lord? And now here in 2 Samuel 7, verse 18, he calls me Lord God, saying, quote, who am I, O Lord God, end quote. And again, I have answered that question. Now, in Proverbs 30, verse 9, Lord Allcaps asks, quote, who is the Lord, Allcaps? And I have answered that question. Psalm 18, verse 31, thought all caps asks, and he is asking these things. He is asking the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, these things. He says, "Who is God save the Lord?" All caps. He says, "Who is God with the exception of Lord?" All caps. Now, Lord, all caps, has been a God, and that is a God with a small g. Lord, all caps, I spoke about the covenant between Lord, all caps, and his people, the Gentiles. Okay, in that covenant, the Lord, all caps, became the Gentiles' God. Okay? He became the Gentiles' God. He did not become black people's God. And in the AVB, Lord All Caps says to black people, he says, "Ye are not my people. I will not be your God." Now, Lord All Caps may be the conqueror of black people, but he's not their God. He may be their captor, but he is not their God. And he makes that clear, saying, "Ye are not my people, and I will not be your God." He caused black people to become his servants, you know, as in slave and all like that. Okay? He caused the Gentile armies to invade the land of the black people. The Gentiles conquered the black people at the word of Lord All Caps. Okay. Moving on. So, who is God save the Lord All Caps? I have made that known. There is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, the Lord God, that with reference to the man Tommy L. Hart, that God is written using a capital G. Okay? Now, I remind you, there is much information in Lawmaster Archives on this matter. So, you have the responsibility of going to the Lord God's archives, Lawmaster Archives. You have the responsibility of going there and getting this information, learning this information, and walking in this information, or walking in accordance with it. Okay? You have the obligation, the duty to know this information, and this information is in Lawmaster Archives. Okay? So, let's get with it. Let's get with learning this information, black people. It is for your good. It is for your learning. Church does not teach real knowledge. It teaches fables and all. It does not teach real knowledge. Not you know, with respect to Bible content. The black church does not teach real knowledge. It does not teach true knowledge with respect to the crucial matter found in the AVB. Behind in knowledge. Yet black people say they want to be, say they are equal to the Gentiles. They are not equal to the Gentiles in knowledge. Okay? With respect to Bible content. When I say the crucial matter of Bible content, I am speaking of the secret information in the AVB. I am speaking of the classified secret information that is in the AVB. when I use the term crucial knowledge or crucial information that is in the AVB / KJV. Moving on. All these WHOs, do you notice this? All these WHO, who are ye, who art thou Lord, who am I, O Lord God, who is the Lord, all caps, the Lord, all caps, all those questions I have answered, okay? So a part of the Lord God's responsibility is to answer Lord all caps, to give an answer to Lord all caps. He asks questions, questions demand an answer. And the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, gives answer to Lord all caps. True way to think of Lord all caps is think of the papacy. Rome, Italy, which the papacy, Lord all caps, the Pope is the head of the papacy. So when you see Lord all caps in the AVB, think of the papacy. Think of the Pope, okay? And you'll be right on target. I deal with information that is secret in the Bible. I reveal. Remember the question the Lord all caps asked me, Daniel 4:35? He said, what doest thou? I reveal the classified information found in the AVB / KJV. That's what I do. I search out and I make known, I reveal that which I find. I make it known. That's my duty. That's the duty of the AVB Lord God, capital L, lowercase ORD. Moving on. Now, in Matthew chapter 16, verse 15, Lord all caps says to me, who say ye that I am? You should be able to answer that question now, because I've said it several times since the beginning of this episode. I have said who Lord all caps is. You should be able to answer that question intelligently and accurately. Whom say ye that I am? The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, says the AVB, Lord all caps, is a reference. First of all, it is a papal title. It is a title of the head of the Roman Catholic Church. It is a title belonging to the Pope. Okay? And in that it is a title belonging to the Pope, it is a papal title. For those who don't know, it's spelled P-A-P-A-L. P-A-P-A-L, papal, of the papacy, belonging to the papacy. That's what, those are definitions of papacy. Moving on, Quran chapter 4, verse 2, Lord all caps asks the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, what seest thou? Then in Exodus chapter 14, verse 31, Lord all caps says about the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, he says, Israel saw that great work which the Lord all caps did. What seest thou? The Bible gives an answer. And the answer is correct. Israel is another name in the Bible Father Lord God, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. The Lord God is also called Israel in the Bible. Okay? Israel saw that great work which the Lord, all caps, did. What great work has the Lord God, has Lord, all caps, done that is in the AVB? Lord, all caps, has done the work of the covenant of peace. The work of the covenant of peace that he has given to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? So what seest thou? When I read the Bible, the question to me is, what do you see? Well, I've seen Lord All Caps covenant between himself and his people. I've seen Lord All Caps covenant of peace. Okay? I've seen a lot. Okay. I have seen who Lord All Caps is in the AVB. I have seen Lord All Caps' sins or his crimes that he has, and he has committed great crimes against black people. He has committed crimes against the Israelites. Information on those things is in Lawmaster Archives. Go to Lawmaster Archives and make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place, where you'll find Lawmaster Archives. You will find a treasure trove of information. You'll find there a treasure trove of important information that you should know, that you have a right to know. Why? Because it concerns you. That's why you should know it. That's why you have a right to know it. The Gentiles have not given you the right to know the crucial matter that is in the AVB. No. Lord All Caps has not given you the right to know that information. Therefore, you as black people do not know it. You have not known it because it has been hid from you. It has been kept from you. The Lord God, Tommy L., the right to know the crucial matter, to know and understand the crucial matter that is found and hid, that is hid in the AVB, which the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has found and made known. You have access to the truth of AVB classified secrets. Okay? You have a right to know it. You have access to that information. You have access to Lawmaster Archives. Use your right to know this classified secret information. Know it. Learn it. Know it. Love it. Stand with it. Stand by it. Stand on it. Moving on. So what seest thou? As I said, I've seen a lot of things that are in the AVB. And that's very important where Lord Allcap says about me, he says, Israel saw that great work which the Lord Allcap did. Amos 5:8, he says, what seest thou? Again. Okay? And again, I remind you, in Genesis 31, verse 43, Lord Allcap says to me, all that you read in reading the AVB, all that you read, all that you see, he said, is mine. Not mine, but Lord All Caps. Of course, I have taken possession of that information, okay? But it was first Lord All Caps, the secret information. Or all that you see that is in the AVB, okay? Let's just keep it like he said it. He said, all that you see when you read the AZB belongs to him. But also know, I have taken hold of that information. And that information is now possessed by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That information you will find in Lawmaster Archives. Okay. Now, Matthew chapter 11, verse 3. Lord all caps asks the Lord God. Remember, Lord all caps knows that he's talking to the Lord God. Okay. That's why he calls him Lord. Who art thou, Lord? Okay. Who am I, O Lord God? So he's speaking directly to the Lord God, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. Caps has been successful in his attempt at getting this information to the AVB's Lord God. The man, Tommy L. Hart, has captured that information. And the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has given a response to Lord All Caps as intended. So the man, Tommy L. Hart, is not doing anything strange. He's doing what he is expected to do. I am doing what I am expected to do. I am doing what Lord All Caps expects and demands of me. That's what I'm doing. Remember the question, what doest thou? I do that which is expected of me in my capacity as the AVB's Lord God. Keep in mind also that at times when I go back and hear these episodes, I see that at times all my words are not picked up by the microphone. So if you hear a statement that does not seem to be complete or make sense, understand that the microphone has not picked up all my words. Now, it picks up most of the words most of the time, but there are a few times, instances in an episode where some wording might be left being not picked up by the microphone, okay? So just keep that in mind. And usually when I say something of importance, everything that I say is important, usually I'll repeat it. So it's not that you can't make sense of an incomplete statement. All you have to do is pay attention. If you pay attention, you can know when the mic did not pick up certain words, and you can fill in. Why? Because I repeat. Okay? All of these questions. Now, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Now, Lord All Caps is already talking to me, okay? He's talking to me in these questions. And he's calling me Lord, so he knows that I am the Lord, okay? He's not wanting to talk to anybody else in this information that I'm giving you regarding that is coming from Lord All Caps to the Lord God. He wants to talk to the Lord God. But here's the question, though. Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? And of course, my answer is to Lord All Caps, I any further. You need not look for another. I am he. And of course, Lord All Caps knows that. Okay? But these things, these questions and all, just give you greater depth of understanding the crucial matter that is in the AVB. You can already see the importance of Bible questions, and I've only given to you at this point 15 of them. This is Matthew 11, verse 3, question number 15, that I'm reading at this time. Art thou he that should come? See, I told you there's one that is expected to come. And you get that obviously from, in an obvious way, from the Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10 statement that predicts the coming of the Lord God. It says, the Lord God will come. And now the Lord God has come. Lord, all caps, is talking to him in these questions. Okay, that's just it. I am he. You need not look for another. Okay, Acts chapter 8, and Lord, all caps, knows that. Okay, I'm not telling him anything that he does not already know. Now, number 16, Acts chapter 8, verse 30. Lord, all caps, asks me, saying, he asked the Lord God, saying, quote, understandest thou what thou readest? I'm reading the AVB. Lord, all caps, is talking to me. He's saying to me, do you understand what you're reading? The goal of reading Bible content, my goal in analyzing AVB content is to understand its matter, to find out its matter, to understand its matter. Remember, Lord, all caps, has said, get understanding. He's also said, get knowledge, get wisdom. And he has said, with all thy getting, get understanding. In my getting, as I analyze Bible content, let me say this. Just by reading the Bible, understanding does not come just by reading. Understanding of Bible content has come by analysis. Remember the question he asked me, Lord all caps asked me, what doest thou? I analyze Bible content. Understanding is found in analyzing of the classified secret information that is in the AVB. I analyze Bible content. That's what I do. So these questions are sensible. These questions are pertinent to Bible understanding. Okay? The questions in the Bible are not there just to take up space. They're not there just in telling a story. They are there, and you can see the importance of the questions, because the questions have to do with the crucial matter of the AVB. It has to do with the Lord God. Okay? The classified secret information which the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has found out. Classified. That's another point. AVB/KJV has classified information, as I've told you. The man, Tommy L. Hart, the AVB's Lord God, has declassified that information. Very important point. It is not classified any longer. The man, Tommy L. Hart, has declassified Lord All Caps classified secret information. That's wonderful. That is huge, and that is wonderful. Lord All Caps classified secret information has been captured by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has declassified Lord All Caps classified secret information so that it is no longer classified secret. It is public information. That's wonderful. That is wonderful. And it is wonderfully huge. and important. Very, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's declassification of Lord All Caps classified secret information. Huge, people. That is big, big, big. That is good, good, good. Because now you can understand it. You can understand Lord All Caps secret information because of the work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That's huge. That's good for you. That is great for you. And the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has done these things for you. Okay? Mr. Hart did not need to put his understanding of Bible content in Lawmaster Archives for himself. He already knows it. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has put Lord All Caps declassified secret information in Lawmaster Archives for you, the people. Take advantage of it, people. Take advantage of it and be deceived no more. Moving on. Let's see here. Okay. So, Lord All Caps asked me, understandest thou what thou readest? I have come into an understanding of Lord All Caps classified secret information. And I am making that knowledge available for you and putting it in Lawmaster Archives. Genesis 4, verse 10, Lord All Caps asked me, saying, what hast thou done? Okay, I've already told you some things that I've done in this episode up to this point. I've been telling you things that I've done, okay? So I don't need to dwell on that or speak any more on that. I've already told you what I have done. And I've told Lord All Caps, okay? What hast thou done? Next question, Isaiah 45, verse 10. What hast thou brought forth? I've already told you that in this episode. I've told you that I've brought forth the covenant between Lord All Caps and his people, the Gentiles, alias white people. I'm still bringing forth information on the covenant, Lord All Caps' covenant of peace, which he has given to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I have brought forth all things. Okay, I've brought forth a lot. I've brought forth Lord All Caps' sins or crimes, if you will. I have brought forth Lord All Caps' I'm trying to think of a word here. Okay, anyway, I can't think of the word that I want right now. But I've brought forth a lot. And all you have to do is go to Lawmaster Archives and you'll come to that realization. Mr. Hart has brought forth a lot. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has surely brought forth a lot. Okay? Oh, Numbers 23, verse 23. What has God wrought? Okay? All you have to do, go to Lawmaster Archives. I've been talking about it in this episode. Go to Lawmaster Archives and get more information. Jonah chapter 1, verse 8. Lord All Caps asked me, what is your occupation? Okay, and I've been talking about my occupation. I am an analyzer of AVB classified material. Okay? What is your occupation? I analyze Bible content. I reveal Lord All Caps' secret information. I am a revealer.
Okay.
I am a finder. I have found out Lord All Caps' secret information. I have found out and reveal Lord All Caps' identity. I have found out and reveal the AVB's Lord God identity. Okay? I am a finder. I am a revealer. I am an analyzer, okay, with respect to the work I do in my capacity as Lord God, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. Okay, next question. 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 20. Hast thou found me, O mine enemy? Caps refers to me as his enemy. Lord, all caps is the enemy of black people. Okay? He's the enemy of the Israelites. Israelites, Bible Israelites are black. Bible Israelites are black people. Okay? The Bible Israelites are the black people scattered abroad in the nations of the Gentiles. Did you get that? Bible Israelites are the black people that the papacy and Gentiles have scattered abroad in the nations belonging to the Gentiles. One such nation is the United States of America. Another one is the UK, the United Kingdom, Britain, and there are others. As I said, scattered abroad in the nations of the Gentiles. That's an obvious fact. That's a true fact. May not be obvious to many that those black people are Israelites according to the Bible. They have a name. The scattered black people have a name. Black people in America have a name. They are Israelites according to the highly authoritative book of the AVB/KJV. Black people, the scattered black people have a name, which most of them don't know. Name is Israelites. I am an Israelite, according to the AVB. I stand on the word of the AVB with respect to that. I am an Israelite. Okay? So, the Israelites still live. They have not died out. The Gentiles have not killed them out. They have sent them abroad, but they have not killed them out. The Israelites still live. Hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And look what the Bible says. And he answered, I have found thee. That's my answer to Lord Allcap's question. Hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And I said, I have found thee, Lord Allcap. Verse 11 says, Lord Allcap speaks of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, saying, quote, he sought me out diligently and found me, end quote. That's exactly what I've done. I sought Lord Allcap out very diligently, and I found him. Okay? Now, Genesis 31, verse 37, look at this. It says, what hast thou found? I, according to the 1 Kings 21, verse 20 statement, I have found my enemy. My enemy in Lord All Caps. Break it down. I have found my enemy in the papacy. Break it on down. I have found my enemy in the Pope, who is the head of the papacy. Break it on down. I have found my enemy in the Gentiles, the captors, oppressors, enslavers, and the Gentiles are holding, are keeping the Israelites from their lawfully due independence. Take black people in America. They do not have, the black people or Israelites in America, the United States of America, do not have an independence to celebrate. cry, because the papacy and Gentiles are denying them their own. Yes, that is so true. What hast thou found? I have found my enemy in the papacy, those of the papacy, and its people, the Gentiles, and the head of the papacy. I have found my enemy. Jeremiah 23, verse 37, what has the Lord spoken? The Lord has spoken questions to me. Okay. Luke 21, verse 10, what is written in the law? How readest thou? What is written in the law? Go to Lawmaster Archives and find out. You know, like the question is asked, where dwellest thou? And the answer said, come and see. Okay? What is written in the law? Go to Lawmaster Archives and find out. All of these things are written in the law. All these questions are written in the law. Okay? The AVB is a law book. It is first and foremost a law book. Okay? It is the Gentiles' highest authoritative law book, highest. The Pope is under the law in the AVB. The Pope is not superior to the law. The Pope is not superior to all caps. Covenant of peace. There are things Lord All Caps is required.
Okay.
Just as there are things that I, in my capacity as the Lord God, capital L, lowercase RD, am required to do, there are things Lord All Caps is required to do.
Job 15, verse 8. Lord all caps asked, hast thou heard the secret of God?
The secret of God. Reveal God. I have revealed the Gentiles God in Lord all caps. I have revealed the Lord, the AVB's Lord God, capital L, lowercase ORD. God is not a secret any longer. Remember I said earlier that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has declassified secret information.
And you
can know my knowledge of Lord God and the AVB, Lord God. You can know my knowledge of Lord All Caps and my knowledge in the AVB's Lord God.
You can get understanding and knowledge of that from this episode here. And, of course, there is much more in Lawmaster Archives. Lawmaster Archives. So what is written in the law? Go to Lawmaster Archives and see. Hast thou heard the secret of God? You should understand the distinction between Lord All Caps, who is the Gentiles' covenant God. You should also understand that which concerns and has to do with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Look at this. In Psalm 42, verse 2, Lord All Caps asked me, saying, quote, when shall I come and appear before God? Break it down. When shall Lord All Caps ask concerning himself, when shall he come and appear before the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Okay.
Romans 11, verse 4, answer of God. Lord, all caps, as you see already, I'm on question 27. Lord, all caps has said a lot to me just in the questions, okay? And he says now, what saith the answer of God? That's just like saying, okay, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, what's your answer? Answer of God. The word of there means coming from. What saith the answer coming from God? You've heard me give answer to many of these questions. I have answered all these questions, okay? That I have, you know many of my answers because I've given them to you. And then there's also Lawmaster Archives there for your good, your learning, your knowledge, your advancement. Jeremiah 23, verse 37. What hath the Lord, all caps, answered thee? Look at this. Now, in Romans 11, 4, it says, what saith the answer coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? And now in Jeremiah 23, verse 27, Lord all caps says, what hath the Lord all caps answered thee? Francis has not given me an answer. And neither did his predecessor, Pope Benedict XVI, answer me. Okay. The Lord, all caps, has not answered me. I called my servant, and he gave me no answer. Who is my servant? According to the AVB, Lord, all caps, in the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church, is my servant. And the Gentiles are my servants. They have not answered me. Micah chapter 7, verse 10. Where is the Lord? Remember, Lord all caps is not my God. Lord all caps is not black people's God. Lord all caps has been the Gentiles, alias white people, covenant God. There's a covenant between Lord all caps, the papacy that is, and its people, the Gentiles. In that covenant, Lord all caps became the Gentiles' God, and the Gentiles, alias white people, became the papacy's people and the Gentiles. Okay? So black people understand. The AVB's Lord God is not your God. He's your captor. He's been your enslaver. He's one who keeps you from your own independence, being Israelites. He is your captor. Galatians 3, verse 19. Wherefore then serve the law? What law? Okay, there's the law of the Lord. Which is a part of the covenant between Lord all caps and his people. There is the law of the covenant of peace. Lord all caps has given to the AVB's Lord God, who is found to be the man Tommy L. Hart, in that he has done the works. The AVB says the Lord God, RD, will do when he comes. Go to Lawmaster Archives and hear the law. Galatians 4, verse 16, Lord all caps says, quote, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Caps, remember? A few questions ago, Lord all caps has referred to me as his enemy. Now, there's to be a time of peace, and that is what Lord all caps covenant of peace gives or brings, you know, seeks to bring about peace between Lord all caps and the Lord God, capital L, lowercase ORD, who is found to be the man Tommy L. Hart. Okay? The covenant has a great part in these things. The Lord all caps, the Pope is told to reconcile, you know, with God, to be reconciled to God. The Pope has a responsibility. I'm talking about the living Pope, the reigning Pope, has a responsibility according to the law. Demands certain things of him, and he's not doing them. Pope Francis is not doing them. Pope Benedict XVI did not do them. Galatians 3:21, is the law then against the promises of God? Go to Lawmaster Archives, you'll see the promises not coming from God, but the promises coming from Lord all caps to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay. Lord all caps promises certain things. He promises to do certain things with respect to Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And as I said, to this date, Pope Francis is reneging on Lord all caps promises. The effect of that, Francis is reneging on his own promises, promises which he has inherited, okay, in coming the Pope. Becoming the Pope. Is the law then against the promises of God? No. The promises of God and the law work together. They work together to produce certain effects and things. Okay? The promises to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and the law work together. John 18, verse 38, Lawmaster Archives is always there for your good, okay? Take advantage of it. John 18, verse 38, what is truth? Truth is, as I have said, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has found out Lord all caps secret information. The Lord God has captured that information and declassified Lord all caps secret information. That's truth. The title Lord all caps is a papal title. That is truth. Lord all caps has given to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, his covenant of peace. That is true. For the Gentiles, alias white people, are holding the Israelites, who are black people, in captivity and denying them their own independence. That is true. But that is not lawful. That's an unlawful act. To hold black people in captivity, to hold the Israelites in captivity, and they are black people, and to deny them their own independence, that is unlawful. Pope Francis, that is unlawful. And you know that. I need not tell you, but I am. I'm reminding you. That is unlawful. Okay? But who said Pope Francis was a saint? Okay. Okay. That's not my discussion for this hour, so I'll move on. Job 28, verse 12, where shall wisdom be found? Go to Lawmaster Archives. And where is the place of understanding? Go to Lawmaster Archives. Job 28, verse 20. Whence then cometh wisdom? Go to Lawmaster Archives. Job 28, verse 20. And where is the place of understanding? Go to Lawmaster Archives. Genesis 47, verse 8. Another basic question, Lord Allcaps asked the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, saying, quote, how old art thou? Remember all these basic questions? Who are you? What do you do? Now, how old are you? Where do you live? What doest thou? Basic questions, and then deeper questions that have a deeper meaning, okay, that I'm presenting to you in this episode. Basic questions, profound questions, like what is truth? You know, but I've answered all these questions. I have given an answer to each of these questions, okay? Can find out how old I am. That's easy for him to do. He probably already knows. Okay? And the he is a reference to the Pope. Okay. Isaiah 10 verse 3, what will ye do in the day of visitation? Okay. I am to receive the Pope. The Pope is to visit me. Pope Francis, according to the law in the AVB, owes me a visit. In the AVB, saying, I will come to you. I will see you. And other promises. Pope Francis has not come to me. Pope Francis has not seen me. As in the visitation, he is to visit me, like a subordinate coming to visit his superior. The commandment to Pope Francis says, call upon thy God. Call upon here means to pay a short visit to visit. As I said, as in a subordinate visiting his superior. What will ye do in the day of visitation? I will receive the Pope if he comes to visit me. That would be my duty to receive him. Okay. Galatians 4:21, and this all has to do with business, okay? It's not just coming and he look at me and leave. No, it's coming some things over. See what the word of the Lord all caps says in the AVB. We go over some things. He knows the layout, okay? He knows the layout. Galatians 4:21, do ye not hear the law? Hear the law, okay? Hear the law. I've heard the law. Deuteronomy 5:26. Who is there of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living God? If you are listening to me, you have heard the voice of the living God, the man Tommy L. Hart. John 8, verse 10. Hath no man condemned thee? Here, no man is another name. It is a secret name the AVB gives to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, no man. So this question is to the Pope, Pope Benedict. Not Pope Benedict. Well, it was to him, and now it is to Pope Francis. Hath no man condemned thee? That's for them to answer, okay? Jeremiah 37, verse 37. Jeremiah 37, verse 17. Is there any word from Lord All Caps? save the word in the AVB, I have not received any word from Lord All Caps in the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church, in the Pope who has been the God of the Gentiles, and that God being written with a small G. 3 verse 4, where is the promise of his coming? Okay, go to Lawmaster Archives and you'll see. And when I tell you to go to Lawmaster Archives and find out these things, I'm not talking about going back, say, 5 or 6 years. Now, you need that information as well. You need all the information that is in the AVB. But in, say, the last 2 years, you know, where I've spoken about these things and gotten more understanding on these things, okay, in the last 2 years, you will find out these things, okay? Go far back as 2 years into Lawmaster Archives and come up to the present. You'll see a few things change. Because remember, I don't learn all this at one time. I didn't learn all this at one time. So I might have been teaching one thing about a particular point, okay? And now, as time has moved on, I might have changed that. And I've spoken about this. There are some things that don't change, like who is the Lord God, who is Lord All Caps. Like I said, those things don't change. The visitation and all, Lord All Caps crimes, Lord All Caps confessions and all. There are certain things that don't change, okay? But at one point, I was teaching that I was Lord All Caps, okay? That's where I was once upon a time. As time moved on, I realized that Lord All Caps is a reference to the Pope, and that Lord, and that only Lord, R.D., was a reference to me, okay? So you'll see that change, okay? Now, that's not going to change anymore, okay? That is not going to change anymore. That's solid, okay? But, yeah, just go back. All the information in Lawmaster Archives is good. But when I say check out Lawmaster Archives on this particular point, that particular point, you need not go any further back than 2 years for that and understand how I got to where I am. And if you do and go all the way back from my beginning on Blog Talk Radio, then you'll see how I have grown in knowledge and understanding, okay? I wasn't teaching these things that I'm teaching now with respect to a few things I was, you know what I'm saying? But the covenant between Lord All Caps and his people, Lord All Caps' covenant of peace, which he has given to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I wasn't teaching these things when I first got on Blog Talk Radio. No, I hadn't gotten there yet. Gotten there now. And that's great. Okay, let's wrap this up. A few more questions. And let me just read through them so I can get them all in now. Okay. Okay, where's the promise of his coming? That's 2 Peter 3, verse 4. Psalm 42, verse 3, where is thy God? John 7, verse 47, are ye also deceived? Isaiah 49, verse 25, shall the prey be taken away from the mighty? 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16, who hath known the mind of the Lord? And that Lord is written, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. Exodus 14, verse 5, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? Genesis 44, looks like 44, verse 19. Sometimes I can't understand my own writing. But Genesis 44, verse 19, have ye a father? 1 Peter 4, verse 18, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? And Acts 16, verse 31, what must I do to be saved? All of those are questions. I don't think I have time to elaborate on any on those last few questions, but go to Lawmaster Archives, okay? Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Join me on Twitter. You can see the importance of these questions in the things that I've said in this episode. These questions are related to points. They have to do with, not points, but they have to do with issues that are in the AVB. The issue of God, the issue of the identity of Lord All Caps, the issue of Lord All Caps covenant of peace that he's given to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and the other issues. These questions can serve as prompters to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Yeah. Crucial questions, vital questions. Do you understand what you're reading? Are you deceived? Do you know about God? Do you know who Lord All Caps is? Do you know who Lord God is? Important questions having to do with the crucial issues that are in the AVB. The questions have a place of importance in Bible understanding. Join me next time.